You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Our guy Dan O'Dowd on the phone from MLB Network, former big league GM. Dan, good afternoon, man. Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
I really appreciate the time. So, first reaction, you see Davey Martinez, Mike Rizzo fired. Your thoughts are?
Well, I'm just surprised at the timing of it. I'm not surprised overall. I think all these jobs have a shelf life to them. Mike had a really, really long run there. I just was surprised at the timing, so close to the draft and the trading deadline.
Yeah, that's been the big talk here locally is the timing of it. Obviously, you mentioned the Nats own the number one overall pick coming up on Sunday. Obviously, you've been in this chair before. If you were the Curly W's on Sunday, which way are you going when it comes to the top of the draft?
Yeah, that's a loaded question right there. It's nice to have the number one pick.
Yes.
You wish it was a year it had a Skeens, Harper, or Strasburg sitting there. Make it a lot easier. I mean, it depends on what they're trying to do in D.C. I mean, I like Ethan Holliday. I think he's got some Corey Seager swing characteristics in his game. I like all three of the – I mean, I like really all five of the college pitchers. So it depends on what their draft strategy is. Are they going to – Boris represents, I think, Anderson and Holliday. You probably aren't going to get any kind of pre-draft deal, which allows you to understand what you can spend throughout the draft. So are they going to, in their mind, just take the best player on the board? Or are they going to try to take a player that is in a grouping of guys and there's not huge separations and sign him for X so they can spend Y? I'm a big believer that, you got to take the best player on your board because at the end of the day, all your WAR value in the draft really comes in the top 100, some years, 150 players of the draft. So when you're sitting in this position, you just got to get it right. You can't necessarily worry about the next one until you get this one right.
Dan O'Dowd.
Anyway, go ahead, guys.
No, I apologize. Dan O'Dowd with us here on Grant and Dan Linnell sitting in for GP. So, Dan, ultimately, when it comes to the timing, understanding here, Davey Martinez, they haven't won very much since 2019, and before then they didn't win. The record isn't very good. Some of the same base running gaffes and kind of the normal temperament of the players. You see that makes sense. Underachieving team.
Yep.
And also he had an extension or an option that needed to be picked up next week. That's been reported. I don't have a firm date on when Rizzo's option was going to be picked up, but I know that it's at some point in the next couple of months, or that's something that I heard anyway. So I want to go back to that timing part of it. To me, when they're going together, it looks like there's something else afoot there, right? Whether there's no changes that were made on the staff, so there's almost like in defiance of ownership, or there's an ultimatum that was refused. It's just the way that looks. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I don't know, guys. I mean, every situation is so dynamically different. Mike's comments going out the door would lead you to believe that maybe he was, mentally done in that particular situation, too. It would seem to me that it's very unusual for – I think the last time it happened was 2006, I think, when Alan Baird got let go with Kansas City and Tony Muser was the manager. They both got let go at the same time. It just seems a case to me where maybe ownership wanted to do X, Mike wanted to do Y, and then it was determined that, well, maybe it's best to do X and Y right now.
Dan, the one thing that was kind of confusing to me, this organization's messaging coming out of spring training was that they were going to be able to compete this year potentially for a wild card spot. That was the message that they were sending out to the media. I think it was their belief in the clubhouse. How realistic were those expectations? Obviously, in hindsight, it's easy to say, well, clearly they stink. Look at the record. But coming out of spring training, when you're about to have a first full season of James Wood and, you know, you're expecting Mackenzie Gore to take that next step, where did you kind of look at them preseason?
You know, I think where I was, like you guys, there's a little bit of disconnect for me in the lack of work they did in the bullpen.
Yeah.
You know, it's really easy to dream on, and it certainly would have turned into a darn aircraft carrier. D.J. Abrams, you know, shows signs, and second baseman's a good player, and they acquired Lowe at first base, and you had Dylan Cruz. Unfortunately, his injury, I think, short-circuited. I think he started to turn the corner a little bit. And so you can really dream. They had a young starting rotation that actually pitched pretty well in 2024. And Mackenzie Gore has just taken this huge jump. But you can't win unless you win the games you're supposed to win.
Yeah.
And even they didn't sign their closer in Finnegan until really late in the year. He could have easily been picked by somebody else. I think we're seeing why maybe that didn't happen. And so I think there was a disconnect on the lack of attention or money spent or acquisition on the bullpen itself, because their bullpen has not been good this year, and they've lost a lot of games early on in their bullpen, and that begins to spiral on the rest of the club. And so, I mean, I thought the team was talented. I still think the team is talented. I just felt like, you know, I just couldn't understand the disconnect on the lack of activity with their bullpen.
So to follow up on that, Dan, in terms of, like, well, obviously DeBartolo is wearing the interim tag right now. When this job officially opens up this summer, like, where do you think it ranks amongst the openings in Major League Baseball? And do you think the foundation here in D.C. is good enough to, you know, kind of expedite this rebuild if they can, you know, get the financial commitment from the ownership group?
I think you just hit the nail on the head, because it's really hard from a rebuild standpoint to make all the waves hit the shore at the same time. And so I think they have to augment this group with some free agents that take the load off this group, both in the rotation, the bullpen, and their everyday position players. And, you know, it's hard to do in just purely in free agency, because there's really not that many great players in the market anymore year after year. They're all getting signed. And so it's a great opportunity because they got a lot of core pieces there, but those core pieces are getting deeper and deeper in their arbitration years. Most of them are represented by Scott. And so it's very difficult to sign those guys long-term before they get to free agency. So I think it's a job that certainly has upside to it, but it really comes with some landmines along the way. I mean, like, all those jobs are available, have opportunity, and they come with also some challenges.
Long-time big league executive Dan O'Dowd with us here on Grant and Danny. And you touched on Urbizzo's comments out the door, Dan. I want to pull from your experience working for the Rockies, Orioles. I think you're in Cleveland as well.
Yeah,
there are ownership challenges everywhere, right? But here over the last several seasons, it's really, the pendulum was really swung in the opposite direction. Never a Dodgers-like payroll or something crazy, but usually consistently top 10 has not been the case in some time, and kind of the results bear that out. How did you navigate those sorts of situations? Kind of, do you have any empathy there for Rizzo, as he said, managing up that to that ownership group for 20 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the job, honestly. It's just, you know, you have a toll. It's not just managing up. Sometimes the ownership group is just tired of you, too. It's like any relationship you've had over a long period of time. There's a lot of tension in those roles, you know, because you're hired to win. You see needs that you need to have. There's a different perspective on it, maybe from an ownership standpoint. And maybe you're not dealing just with one person. Maybe it's a collection of people that you're navigating. But ultimately, I say to people, the two most important role of a GM, you know, besides scouting and development and things of that nature, from a relationship standpoint, is the one you have with your manager and the one you have with your owner. And probably the one you have with your owner is way more important than the one you have with your manager. And if there's a disconnect in any way, shape, or form, usually there's a disconnect throughout your entire organization. When I was in Baltimore, I was a peon, but I got to see that there was a severe disconnect there, and it showed on the field. In Cleveland, it was like a beautiful situation where you had an owner that was completely in sync with what was going on with the baseball operations department. In Colorado, I saw dysfunction, and I saw moments that it was a complete sync. So, I mean, it's different in every situation, but I can tell you guys, it is one of the more challenging aspect of the jobs, though I don't think at the end of the day that was the only reason you know, Mike lost his job. Honestly, I think it's just when you look back at their draft picks, as we just talked about, I mean, their last impactful pick in the number one slot anyway, not counting Cruz, because it's just too early to make that evaluation, was Rendon. If you look at the names they've taken over that period of time, it's just been horrendous. And, you know, when you look at it's Petty and Dunning and Kaboom and Romero and Denenberg, who they didn't sign, Rutledge, and Cavalli might be a little too early, too. And G-Litter was a good pick and, you know, used in the deal to go get Eaton. So I just think that end of the day, as a GM, you can't dig out of those mistakes year after year after year, because when you miss on those guys, you create this gigantic hole in your development process. Because you always need good young players coming up. You can't go buy a free agent team. So when you miss consistently on those picks, eventually it gets you. And I really do think that was a big thing of Mike. He just couldn't dig himself out of the misses on those selections.
Dan, if you were in charge here in Washington, knowing the current state of this franchise and what is in the farm system currently, would you consider selling off one of the major pieces at this deadline? I'm talking about Mackenzie Gore in particular,
because
I think he probably nets you the biggest return. Do you consider doing that if there's some, you know, reservations about whether or not you can sign him long-term here?
Yeah, that's a tough one, guys. I do like some of the pitching prospects they do have in the system, the Sequoia kid and some of the other ones. I think are going to be really good. Like, you don't know with young pitching. It's the hardest thing to draft and develop within the game. I don't know if it's a deadline deal for me or more of an off-season deal for me, because I'd like to see, take the temperature on where ownership is out with augmenting Mackenzie. And so I think you got to be – I think his value is not going away. I think he's turning into one of the best starting pitchers in the game. So I don't think his value is going away, but I do think it's going to be really hard to sign him long term. And so with all the other holes that you might have on your club, I do think you probably want to dip your toe in the water, or maybe up to your ankles and maybe even up to your waist. Just to see what kind of value he might be, you know, within the market that's not going to have a ton of starting pitching on it this offseason. But historically, I'm not a big trading deadline guy. I mean, it does work sometimes, but you're only dealing with a finite amount of teams. And if you look historically, just there's just not a lot of impactful players that get traded at the deadline. Maybe this year would be the exception. You know, it's just, I think just inheriting this job with 2 weeks to go, I would be really cautious on decisions that you can't undo. That's one, once you make, you can't undo it.
Dan, my last one for you is here. Just sort of thinking ahead, down the line with all the different decisions that have to be made, et cetera. And I reject this notion, by the way, but if they're going to behave like a small market team, which they kind of have here over the last several seasons in terms of paying, that's from ownership down, there are ways to kind of go all in on that and make those dollars work more that I feel like weren't happening here. Is that something that you encountered to a degree over your tenure? And what some of those things might be if you're not ever going to be in on the Max Frieds or the, you know, the
man,
big high-priced
guys?
That
is just, Danny, that's just an unbelievable question. I think it's a great question. I think that teams that stay in the lane that they're swimming in become so much better than trying to swim in the five other lanes. And so if it's defined that we're going to stay as a small to mid-market club, it just defines your decision-making so much better. And I think that there was a juxtaposition of really what are they? And that's the part where ownership has to step in and say, no, we're going to stay in this type of lane. And then I think you become better at your decision-making within the front office because you're fishing in a pond that's reflective of the resources you have to work with. And then you make personnel decisions, i.e. Mackenzie Gore and his service time, reflective of the lane you're going to stay in. I think you become better. So I think a long answer to a short question was, yes, I do think you can be way better than what they've been if they embrace the fact that they're going to stay in that particular lane.
Dan, great with us. Really appreciate the
appreciate
insight,
you,
man. Have a good one.
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Really appreciate it. There he goes. That's Dan O'Dowd, MLB Network.
I just, tell me if you feel the same way. I just feel uneasy about where things are going to go with this organization. Obviously, their next move is going to determine how serious they are about spending and changing this thing moving forward. But, like, if you're a fan out there and you're apathetic and you're, you know, part of the 16,000 that are coming to home games, like,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeez.
Here's what a couple different folks that I know very well and I trust implicitly, not involved in baseball ops, okay, but have told me. Mm-hmm. What we're getting wrong as outsiders looking in is, well, if that's the plan, well, okay, well, I'm not sure. There's no plan.
There's no plan.
There is no plan. And that's at the center to me of all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And that last answer, and I got a compliment from Dan O'Dowd, by the way, about my really good question.
We call that glazing in my community.
That's pretty good. Thank you. But I think that's essential. Like my example, now Cleveland's not having a great year this year. Put that aside. Pretty much every other year they've gone to the postseason. Yeah. They've been to a World Series. They've been in ALCSs. They've been in the division round a couple different times on a fraction of the budget of some of the other teams. There are going to be times where they have to make painful, unfun decisions to let certain guys go, etc. They do a pretty damn good job, right? And if that's who you're going to be, and again, I reject that notion that you have to be that.
Right.
You shouldn't. I have so much documentation that says you can be a top 10 payroll.
There are other ways to do it.
Kicking people's butts and being really close to winning a World Series and finally getting one. Doing it one way. As Mike Rizzo said, there's a blueprint over there, right? He said that.
Yeah.
But I understand that if you decide we're going to go down this road, but you have to actually go down the road.
Yeah.
That would require what? What's the word? Rhymes with Stan. Rhymes with the word flan, which is a dessert. It's a plan, and there isn't one. I think that's essential.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.